T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Jason Aldean.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Jason Aldean, this is so exciting.
Hey,
new album. We're excited about it.
And today is the day. Georgia is out. How you feeling?
Good, man. I'm glad it's finally here. It's, I feel like we've had these songs and this album done for quite a while and kind of picking and choosing which one we release first and which songs we're going to go on that record and still having a whole album worth of songs that we wanted people to hear that we had to wait for. So the fact that it's all out now is cool because people can hear the album in its entirety.
This is exciting because there's 30 songs on the album. It's a ton. I want you to pick your favorites. Like, what song does your wife love off the album? What is her favorite?
Her favorite's a song I think called Your Mama that's on the Georgia half of the album, and it's basically a song that I normally would never cut a song like this. It's so off the wall for me, but it's basically a song that's for my son. It's a song that kind of talking to him about his mom, Britt, and just something that's so different for me, honestly, but it's something that probably the most personal thing that I ever cut on an album, and just to kind of have that for him. I know he doesn't really probably understand it right now, but one day he will, and it's just sort of my little, I got 3 daughters who I love dearly, and 1 son, my only son, and so this was just kind of a song for him.
And I see the kids are getting into music a little bit as well, singing some of your songs. We saw a video of that, so it's pretty cool. They're starting to get into it.
Yeah, I don't know if the world's ready for the Aldean kids yet, but it might be coming.
What is their favorite song off the album? Do they have one that they're just dancing along, singing along to that you're playing off this particular album?
Yeah, well, so Navy's favorite is the duet with Carrie. She likes to sing Carrie's part and all that kind of stuff. Memphis, ironically, his favorite song is a song called Story for Another Glass. And, it's funny to hear him talk about shooting tequila and limes and stuff. But, hey, got to start somewhere. It's inevitable. With him having the Aldean name, it's inevitable at some point.
Yeah, they don't know. They obviously don't know really what they're singing about yet.
No.
But one day.
What song are you most excited to play live off the album that when you cut it, you're like, I cannot, this is going to be so amazing live?
I don't know. There's a few. I mean, obviously the duet's been such a big song. That one's always, we started playing that last year and it's, the reaction to that one's been incredible. We haven't really had a chance to play the new single Trouble with a Heartbreak yet. So I'm excited to get out and play that one and see how it goes. And then we have a song on there called Small Town Small that I think we might kick the show off with this year. And that I think is going to go over really well. So I don't know. I mean, we're going to dive into a few of these on the new tour and just kind of see how they go.
Well, it's the rock and roll cowboy tour. That's one of the songs as well. I'm wondering how much time are you and the band putting in to get ready for a tour like this? Like what are the hours in the days like in the preparation to go out on a giant Jason Aldean tour?
You know, honestly, for us, man, we've been doing this for so long that we really kind of have it pretty dialed in. You know, I mean, you can only you can only go play Dirt Road Anthem so many times. You're like, we got it. We've been playing it forever. We feel like we got it. So to us, I think the main focus is on some of the newer songs. You know, our show is not a choreographed show. We don't know, you know, we're going to go stand here for this song and go there for this song. Like, we don't, it's just not how we work. So with us, it's like we get the songs dialed in. And then once the show starts, it's kind of like it just happens the way it happens. So I think for us, the focus is mainly on the newer songs because all the older stuff we've played a million times. We know all those things. So this year we're going to add, I don't know, probably five or six songs off the new album we're going to put in the show. And that'll kind of be the focus. So we'll go in for, you know, a couple weeks, maybe a week or two, and really kind of dial all that stuff in. And we'll be ready to go, man. That's the beauty of you know, doing it on this level for so long is that we kind of have our little system in place, and you know, all the shows and those things that we played over the years. I mean, you know, it's like riding a bike, really.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, by the way, on the ACM award. And I was wondering, obviously, all the awards are special, but do you have one that is super special to you for a certain reason? Maybe the person that presented it to you or that particular night, do you have one award that you're like, this one is memorable because of this?
To me, there's a couple, but the one that really stands out to me is the ACM Artist of the Decade when I won that. I mean, first of all, it's an award they give out every 10 years. You know, the company I'm in, as far as that goes, is, you know, pretty legendary. So, so that in itself was amazing, but George Strait gave me that award who was one of my biggest influences coming up, one of my idols. And, to not only get that award, but for him to give it to me and kind of have that be the guy, was, I don't know if it ever gets much better than that.
Yeah. Pretty epic moment right there to be in. So congrats on that as well. Another song on the record that we've been jamming and we've been excited for a long time, because we did see a little teaser for it with you and Brantley hanging out a while ago. So great to finally rock Rolex on a Redneck. Can you tell us a little bit about how that song, obviously we know your history with Brantley and some of the songs that you cut of his, that which were huge for you and kind of paving the way for guys like him to have that style of country music. But take us back to, you know, the reconnection with Brantley.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Brantley and I have been friends for a long time. And you know, the thing I think a lot of people don't realize is when I cut Dirt Road Anthem and My Kind of Party, Brantley was kind of an underground artist at that time. I knew who he was, but I'd never met him. You know, I think I met him in the studio when we were cutting those songs, actually, for the first time. And, you know, and I think Brantley will be the first one to tell you, by me cutting those songs, it really kind of helped get him to Nashville, get his record deal, and really helped put him on the map too. So it was actually great for both of us. And, you know, Brantley and I have been friends ever since. And every time I go in to cut an album, he'll call me up and, you know, ask me, can he send me a couple songs? And you know, some of them we've cut, some of them we haven't, but, he's got one on this double album called Small Town Small, which is cool. And, you know, he called me up one day and just said, hey man, I have this song and I really don't think anybody else can pull this off except for you. Would you be interested? And so I had him send me the song you know, I thought it was cool. I thought it was way different, you know, obviously something, you know, for him and for his record, a little different for me, but not that far fetched. And so, honestly, I just thought it'd be cool to do something with Brantley after all these years of having these, you know, collaborations that were, you know, kind of inadvertent sort of collaborations. Now we actually got to be on the same track together and do something together. And so I just thought it was cool. And so went and had some fun with him. We cut it, I don't know, 5 or 6 months ago. And then he just dropped it recently you know, had a lot of buzz about it when it dropped. So it was fun.
It's a great, fun song. And you brought up My Kind of Party. Can we talk about when you first heard that song? We always ask three questions. Where were you? What were you thinking? And what were you drinking when that one came about?
I think with My Kind of Party, I think I was driving in my truck. My producer, Michael Knox actually sent me that song. And I was riding around and I listened to the demo. What were the three questions? Where I was? I was in my truck.
Where were you? Yeah. What were you thinking?
I was thinking.
What were you drinking?
I was thinking that the demo sounded like Brantley cut it in his bathroom. The demo of the song was like not very good, honestly. And it just like the overall sound was just, it sounded like he cut it like in a closet or so. It was weird. And I thought, man, this is kind of a pretty crappy demo, actually. And then I was probably drinking coffee. So I don't remember that part, but I know I was in my truck and I was thinking, God, this is not a good demo. So I do know those two things.
But how crazy is it that you can hear what is not good? I'm trying to put the nicest words. I'm not good. And you're like, that's a hit song. I want to do that song. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, I think I could hear enough to like hear the lyric and hear that it was a cool song. I just think the production wise, I think it was probably like a little cheap little thing that he had cut. But that was what I heard. So, but I mean, obviously I felt like the song was cool. It was rock and roll. It was like, it was right up my alley. And so, it was kind of a no brainer when it came to the song. Actually, Dirt Road Anthem was the one that I was a little more like, man, I don't know. This is either going to be really big or people are going to hate us in country music for this song. And that was kind of the one that I teetered on a little bit more as far as not necessarily cutting it, but like, all right, what do we do with it now that we've got it cut, you know?
Is when you are listening to songs from other, songwriters and whatnot, does the production, is that a big deal? Or you get some stuff that's just like a dude in an acoustic guitar and you listen to that, kind of like what Brantley sent? Or does it have to be like, the demo's got to be like banging production to hear it?
It doesn't have to be like a great demo. It helps when you have somebody, a lot of times you'll have guys, singers, what singers do is they sell a song, if you have a great song and somebody that can't really sing that well, it's hard for them to sell the song to you. But if you have a guy that's a great singer selling you a great song, you buy into that a lot more. So, I think it kind of just depends. I mean, I can hear through some things, but some things are a little tougher to hear through, But yeah, it doesn't have to be like a first class demo. But my thing is always, if you have a pretty decent singer on it that can sell the song, that goes a long way.
I know we have to wrap in a little bit, but I want to make sure, because people will kill me if we don't ask about your wife. Everybody loves your wife. Recently, we see the latest Amazon post of the little squirrel tables, which are super cute. But what I was thinking, I'm like, have you ever bought anything super random? Like, my husband bought a $600 ukulele, and he doesn't play the ukulele. Yeah. Like, he doesn't know how to play it.
Maybe he's gonna learn.
Yeah.
$600. Like, can we start like a little bit lower? Have you ever bought anything where you're like, this is a squirrel table?
He realizes he could probably get a full size guitar for $600, and that's a lot cooler to play, right?
Telling you. Thank you.
Oh man, I don't know. I know that I get on there and make some crazy purchases. I think one of my things was a little. It's like a fly shooter. It's like got rock salt in it.
The bug assault gun. The best thing you've ever. We have two.
It's amazing.
We got the upgrade and then we have the original. Yeah. OG. Yeah.
I got like the Colt 45 one. That's like the, mm-hmm. And it's like in the summer, it's the most fun you'll ever have. So bug assault, check it out.
All right. We got some, I don't have my in-laws got some of those at our little cabin. So we all got one of those or a couple of those. One more thing. I saw that it was very exciting that you showed up and played with Morgan Wallen in Nashville. How cool is that to jump on stage? I know he's killing it right now, so he's got to be fun to hang out with and play with.
Yeah, I mean, I've been friends with Morgan for a few years now, and he called me up and just asked was I in town. He was doing three nights here at Bridgestone and in Nashville, and so asked me was I in town, and I said, well, yeah, actually, I'm coming to your show on Friday because my wife's brother and his wife were in town and wanted to go to the show. So I got tickets to my manager has a box there. And so I had them tickets to go to the show. And I was like, I'm coming anyway. And he was like, well, I was calling to see if you wanted to jump on stage with me that night and do something. I was like, yeah, absolutely. So I got on stage with him and it was really cool. I mean, Morgan obviously has been through a lot over the last, you know, year and a half. And so to come into Nashville, sell out Bridgestone three nights in a row and just see the reaction that the fans gave him and just the support. You know, I know it meant a lot to him and just for him to kind of get back on track and sort of, you know, get his career moving back in the right direction again. And so it was cool for me as a friend to be there and sort of support him and help kind of make the weekend special for him.
That's awesome.
Wait a second, Jason, hold on. You're hanging out, you're going out for a night out. You're on like a double date and you're in the box and then you're like, I'll be right back. And then you're on the stage. Is that how the night goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's amazing. Yeah, I went. And you're like, I don't know where he went. Oh, he's on the stage.
I went up in the box with everybody and watched like the first half of the show, and then I was like, all right, I got a jet. So I went downstairs backstage, kind of got ready for that. Went out, did a song with him, came back, kind of watched the rest of the show from side stage, and went to the bar after.
Nice. Nice.
Great night out. That's awesome.
Well, congrats on the Georgia album. The second half of the double album is out, and we're cranking it up loud, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you all so much.
You got
Thank
it.
Thank you, Jason.
We'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Bye. Right,
thanks
bye.
For listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.